Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. Next Shabbat, God willing, we will have a first Shabbat service at Shul since the outset of COVID. I hope everyone received our email announcement last week. We will be sending another email soon with details about next Shabbat and the High Holidays, so stay tuned. This week's parasha is a fitting prelude to the High Holidays. For one thing, it always falls within the Shiva Denechemta, the 7 weeks of consolation which begin on Shabbat Nachamu, the Shabbat after Tisha B'Av, and this time period generally serves as an introduction to the Yom Noroim. But I think there is a more specific connection. Parshat Re'eh is where Moshe and Sefer Dvarim puts a focus on the concept of sight. Our parsha begins with a powerful declaration, Re'eh, see. This stands in stark contrast with the two previous parshiot, Vayetchanan and Ekev, where we read the words which became the first two paragraphs of the Shema prayer, Shema, listen, and Vahayayim Shemoa, this will take place if you listen. Why the difference? The Zohar explains that seeing and hearing are not simply different sensory modes. They influence the content of our perceptions. Vision is related to hashkacha, overview, in which you see the big picture. With speech, on the other hand, you can only articulate and hear one syllable at a time. The Zohar points to the back-to-back alphabetical order of the Hebrew letters Ayin and Pei, which emphasizes this difference. Ayin, I, produces a more encompassing perception, so it precedes Pei, mouth. The Parsha goes on to say that when you enter the land of Israel, and you will place a blessing on Mount Gerizim and a curse on Mount Eval. Some of the early commentaries that Rishonim ask, how can a blessing and curse be placed on a mountain? Rashi's interpretation is that the passage means that those people who recite blessings and those who recite curses will stand on different mountains, a procedure subsequently implemented when the Jews entered Israel and which was commanded later on in the book of Dvarim in Parshat Ki Tavoh. But the Ramban posits that God's declaration refers to an idea, not an event. God is declaring, I'm setting before you a choice, a path of blessing and a path of curse. As we've explained before, this opportunity to choose one's path in life is at the heart of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam at the outset of his monumental work, Hilchot Teshuvah, Perek Aleph and Bet, speaks about doing Teshuvah on individual negative actions. But in Perek Hey, he uses the first words of Parshat Re'eh, Re'eh, see, that I place before you a blessing and a curse to discuss a second type, a more encompassing form of tshuva, in which we choose our path, our vision of life, which is a broader way of looking at tshuva. The distinction lies in whether you focus on which actions you take or on who you are as a person. I think that Parshat Re'eh serves as a wonderful introduction to Rosh Hashanah, teaching us that Rosh Hashanah is a time of vision, a time to see what kind of person you want to be in your mind's eye, a time to set your ideal potential for the year to come. Unfortunately, most of us let Rosh Hashanah go by without taking full advantage of this unique opportunity. We are much more accustomed to focusing on our behavior. It takes a lot of contemplation to grasp the full meaning of this type of tshuva, which we choose our path in life. It is true that in many ways, Rosh Hashanah will not be the same this year due to COVID-19. But if we are able to heed the message of our parsha as we approach the Yomim Noraim, we could still make this the most meaningful and effective high holiday season that we've ever had. Shabbat Shalom.